grindstones. Mm-hmm. If he wanted to butcher, he, like I told you, he'd butcher those cows. He'd go ride that old wet rock, and he had a gallon of water next to him. He'd keep that wet rock wet, and he'd grind those knives.
What did you put in a revolver or a gun? You put...
Well, they put bullets. I never did witness the times my mother did. She told me a lot of stories about that, that they'd use these homemade shots, you know. Oh, what? Muffets, you know. Anyway, you'd tie them in a rag. You put so much shot, so much gunpowder. My mother told me stories about them, but and I have a first cousin that him and his little friend was riding. I was talking to the mother last year. They had found one of these old-time guns, and my uncle gave it, was sending it to an old man to fix it. And they had one of those shots in that gun. And the little boy was sitting in the back seat of the car. This, when my aunt died, the old lady was at the funeral, and she told me that. Said, I'm the mother of the little boy that was killed in the back of that car. With one, muskets. That's what they were, muskets, that gun. And they'd put that in there, and then that hammer would hit it, and it'd go off. But they never did use that. And, I mean, the times was better than that from the time I was born.
Okay. Now...
But I know about them. My great-grandparents used them.
If they weren't using real shells, they'd just be firing blank.
But they never did do that.
Blank what?
Blank cartridges. But they... My people never did use that.
Yeah. When they were out fishing, they'd use a what? Kind of a boat?
Well, long time ago, they'd either have a sailboat, like when I was born. Well, in my times, they'd have sailboats. And then they had old little gasoline boats. And then they had, they'd get a bigger motor. It was dependent what kind of water you was in. Like, yeah, rowboats, that was skiffs. You had your own skiff, you know, rowboats. My father had those.
And the little thin ones were?
Pirogues.
Okay, you know what a bateau was?
Well, a bateau, we always call that. Just some boat was either small boat with a small motor in it, but never did use that much here.
When you first built a boat, you get in it and you're going to what? You say you're going to... You break the champagne bottle on the side of the boat.
Oh, then they'd christen it, but they didn't have to do that. Yeah, that was...
They christened a boat before they...
But yeah, before they used it. Not over here. They didn't have to do that over here. We'd christen our houses with a big dance when we build them, but that's about all.
When they christen a boat, they do that, yeah. Before they...
Yeah, before they use it. When it's just about ready to be launched, they have a big ribbon across the channel or across the thing, wherever it's at, and it's either the daughter or the mother or the sweetheart or some guy that's got a big deal over the boat.
Yeah.
That breaks the bottle of champagne or breaks the ribbon, cuts the ribbon. But we never did have that here because we never had those kind of dealings down here. Oh, maybe once in a blue moon there. Somebody would do it for big fun or something like that, but it never was.
When a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, she took along a little square cloth to use as a...
sample.
Okay. You know how she'd be about a dress. She'd say, oh, that dress is pretty, but this one's,
yeah,
even...